For many Christians, it's Holy Week, and that means family gatherings where certain foods are always on the table. For reporter Catherine Hernandez and her relatives in New York, it's a dish originally from the Dominican Republic. Here's her story.
My grandfather lives in Brooklyn, and during Holy Week, there's always a pot of lima beans, coconut milk, sugar, and cinnamon simmering on his stove. Habas con dulce, a traditional dish he's carried on since his mom's passing. Now, I'm eager to learn it from him. My grandfather's full name is Adriano Marlene Campuzano. But we call him Papi, or Father, because he's the father of our entire family. We start making his habas con dulce by washing lima beans.
Bueno, cuando comience el vi, tú le bajas el poquito el fuego para que no se vaya a rebosar.
He says when the beans start to boil, lower the flame so they don't overcook. He also throws a few cinnamon sticks and cloves into the water. He says this dish reminds him of his parents and his childhood in Villalta Gracia, a mountainous town in the Dominican Republic. He remembers gathering the ingredients for the dessert there, picking lima beans and sugar cane, getting milk from the cows, going to the market for vanilla, cinnamon, cloves, and nutmeg. Now, he buys all of that at the supermarket. His memories of his mom, my great-grandmother, Eloisa Pozo, are also vivid. Her stern demeanor, her all-white Good Friday outfit, her hair wrapped in a scarf. But most of all, we remember her habas con dulce.
Eloisa Pozo, esa era una barbaraza. Esa, cocinaba.
Mama Pozo was a serious cook, a force. And the family held on to this dish for generations, even when dictator Rafael Trujillo's reign in the 1930s forced them to move to another part of the country, and eventually New York with hardly any savings.
Esa es la tradición de los ancestros de ellos, hacer habas con dulce. Entonces mi abuela llevó esa tradición.
That's my mom. She tells me how habas con dulce came from my family's town on the island and how it's now migrated with them. I wanted to learn more about the dish, though, and called Jose Guerrero, a food historian in the Dominican Republic. Guerrero says that today this dish is rarely made in the Dominican Republic, partly because it's associated with lower-income people. It's disappearing. Back at my grandfather's kitchen, the beans have been boiling for an hour. The apartment smells like the holidays. We drain the beans and add whole milk and evaporated milk into the pot. It all simmers for 5 hours until it's a thick paste. You eat it like pudding, and the little bits of beans melt in your mouth. Oh, and here's a tip. Get some crispy cassava bread. It's great for dunking. As my grandfather ladles out a serving of habas con dulce, steam hits my face. And everyone in the house rushes in to eat.
A comer habas con dulce.
In the Good Fridays to come, I tell my grandfather that I will be the safekeeper of this recipe. For the world, Catherine Hernandez, New York.
Catherine's story comes to us thanks to Feet in Two Worlds.